Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The DH, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Harrison. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuiper moves to third. Manning moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is one for one in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Sheldon reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheldon moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheldon scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Darwin reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Darwin scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Indians. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Porter and he is out, Sheldon applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bebakwa moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bebakwa scores. Sheldon moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the mound. LaRoche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.